Welcome to 9to5 Google Daily for October 11th, 2018. I'm Stephen Hall. First up today, we have the Google Home Hub, and this is just one of many, many things today we're covering that are just basically continuing follow-up coverage after Google's 10.9 event. We're still really, really busy with the news, and it doesn't seem to be slowing down. Our Kyle discovered that the Google Home Hub is indeed Astro, a device we've known about from the Fuchsia source code, and it turns out that Google is testing Fuchsia OS on the Google Home Hub, although Ars Technica did confirm with Google that the Home Hub does not run Fuchsia at release, and probably won't be updated to Fuchsia as well. It does run the, quote, Cast platform, which is basically the same OS that Google's been saying the Google Home runs as well. Also, Google announced that the Home View feature that from the Google Home Hub, multi-room audio and other Google Home Hub features will be coming to all smart displays. So you may know that the Lenovo smart display and the JBL Link View, which launched earlier this year, are kind of crippled now in comparison to the Home Hub. And Google announced that some of those features are coming to that other hardware, even though that hardware runs Android things and not the same operating system as the Home View, we also learned. Also, our Damien is back with a review of the Google Chromecast, the new 2018 Google Chromecast, which is basically the same thing as the 2015 model, which is when Google refreshed it last. But it does pack some solid upgrades, including 5 gigahertz Wi-Fi and a visual aesthetic refresh and Bluetooth to make the setup process easier. And finally, Digital Wellbeing is coming to smart displays, home, and integrating with Assistant on phones. You can read all these stories and much more over at 9to5google.com and subscribe to 9to5 Google Daily in Google Play, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast player to receive updates Monday through Friday. And tune in to our longer one-hour talk, Alphabet Scoop, every Saturday morning. But not this week, because we're taking the week off because of 10.9. We did our podcast yesterday, and you can find that over on all your favorite podcasting platforms. See you tomorrow.